Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, and how are you? I'm so pleased to be here with you today, and as usual, we're going to be talking about that fabulous mainframe computer known as the human brain and its extensions, the peripheral nervous system. So this is a little esoterica that we're going to talk about today, and I want to talk about that fabulous coaxial cable mechanism that we have known as the microtubule system. Yeah. So I want us to understand how important it is right now. Those of you who are studying with us, how to unplug from the mechanical clock or mechanical time, you know that every morning we are reviewing in the second wave what the astronomical phenomena are over our heads in space surrounding our planet Earth and in our solar system. Therefore, it's very important to recognize that things are changing very much above our heads, which means that obviously planet Earth and her energy fields are drastically changing also. And so there's concerns now about radiation. Well, what is radiation? Well, radiation is light. And radiation are the wavelengths of light that travel very fast. And because they travel very fast, they go through the body so rapidly, they can literally disrupt the energy balance in the cell. We use high-frequency light to treat cancer. So when they talk about using special lasers and special gamma ray mechanisms, that is also light, but its frequency is, the light particles are moving much faster than those that are composing your physical body, and it takes a moment for the physical body to adjust, and so therefore they can cause havoc when they go straight through the body. Now, we have kind of a conundrum here, because we talk about aspects of the electromagnetic spectrum that travel very fast, and then we also tell you that you're composed of all of the wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum, and both are true, that we are composed of cosmic waves and radio waves and sound waves, as well as ultraviolet radiation, gamma rays, X-ray. Yes, we are. So if we're composed of all these things, our body, et cetera, then why should they be harmful to us? And now, is that not a legitimate question? Well, guess what? The reason why they are harmful to us is because we are seeing these wavelengths of light as something separate from ourselves. And therefore, because we don't see it as part of ourselves, we then have created a lot of assumptions, and we actually continue to think in these terms that then immediately makes our body reject a component of itself. Now, that's just really how it is, and that's really astounding for most people to really think about. But let's do that. So we're going to explore how your body was naturally created to be able to handle all of the electromagnetic aspects of itself. And there's a special system that you have in place known as the microtubule system. So let's talk about that today. So are you ready? You know what you're supposed to do. You have to have your universal solvent, water, as well as prepare yourself to be visual. Pretty soon you will be able to be visual with me because you'll be able to see me doing the show. But until we go video radio, you can hear me. You can take out your stylus, use your finger even, pencil and pad, which allows you to then be visual. You have to see what you're writing. And because you're using your stylus or pencil, your finger, you are also kinesthetic. So you're back. So we need our universal solvent, and we need to become back. Visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, and you'll be able to take in this information with no problem. So achieve that state, hydration, of that awareness to learn, and let's get ready to better understand how we can handle all of the wavelength of the electromagnetic spectrum. I'll be right back after this message.
Do you love what you hear on TJN? Visit thejewelnetwork.net and sign up for our new membership. For full access to our show archives in their entirety and more, visit www.thejewelnetwork.net for science at its finest. Thanks for listening. Do you love what you hear on TJN? Visit thejewelnetwork.net and sign up for our new memberships. For full access to our show archives in their entirety and more, visit www.thejewelnetwork.net for science at its finest. Thanks for listening.